In this bulletin, Australia prepares to manage significant economic effects from the global coronavirus crisis. The first day of Julian Assange's extradition hearing is held in London. And in sport, the Newcastle Jets sign a Welshman to the A-League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is estimating the global coronavirus emergency will have a greater effect on Australia's economy compared to this summer's bushfires. The death toll from the COVID-19 has risen above 2,500. 7 people have died in Italy, but 15 cases in Australia have been discharged from hospital. The federal government says the only remaining cases in Australia are of those who were travelling on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says speculation doesn't help manage what is a health crisis and that the government will try to ease the economic effects. Mr. Frydenberg says the financial implications of the coronavirus are more far-reaching than the bushfires this season.
It will continue. It will have an impact on the economy, but our focus is, of course, ensuring that the broader fundamentals of the Australian economy remain strong.
The World Health Organization hasn't yet declared a global pandemic, which is defined as sustained community transmission in several countries. But Griffith University infectious diseases and immunology expert Nigel McMillan has told SBS News there's still pandemic potential with this virus.
If it's declared a pandemic by WHO, it just induces and alerts governments and local authorities to start planning for the potential for the virus to start spreading locally within Australia. Now, right now, we don't have that because we have travel bans.
The Australian share market has dropped 2.3% in early trade following hefty falls around the world overnight. The Dow Jones in New York had its worst session in 2 years with a drop of more than 3.5%. The S&P 500 ended the day 3.3%, while the Nasdaq dropped 3.7%. The UK's FTSE 100 share index closed 3.3% lower, which is the sharpest drop since January 2016. Meanwhile, in Italy, which has seen Europe's worst outbreak of the virus, Milan's stock market dropped almost 6%. Australian listed companies lost more than $50 billion in value yesterday, with investors spooked by the rapid spread of coronavirus in some countries. Former Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of sexual assault and rape in the United States. His attorney has vowed to launch an appeal against the verdict, which is being viewed as a victory for the Me Too movement. Weinstein denied the allegations of non-consensual sex, but his accusers are celebrating the win in a New York court on Monday. One of his accusers, Louise Guise from California, says she feels safer knowing Weinstein is behind bars.
I personally have been involved heavily in the last 2 years with the civil case, and I can tell you it is not fun, and it's extremely challenging. So because of them, I feel like, you know, the jurors finally listened, and they made a huge step forward.
Lawyers for the US government have argued WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's publication of secret documents put people at risk. The 48-year-old is facing more than a dozen charges of violating the US Espionage Act and publishing classified files in 2010. The Australian has faced the first day of his extradition hearing in a London court where protesters gathered outside to show their support. Mr. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, argues the defence case is strong and was responsible journalism.
This is an unprecedented use of the Espionage Act against a publisher. These publications are of widespread and important public interest and significance around the world, and WikiLeaks, in fact, contrary to the indictment, implemented harm minimisation techniques which protected sources.
To India, where 3 people have been killed in protests over the country's controversial new citizenship law. The Citizenship Amendment Act grants amnesty to non-Muslim immigrants from 3 nearby Muslim-majority countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindi nationalist government says the laws are to protect persecuted minorities, but critics say it's part of an agenda to marginalise India's 200 million Muslims. In football, Newcastle coach Carl Robinson has signed his former Wales international teammate Joe Ledley on a short-term A-League contract. 33-year-old Ledley has arrived in Newcastle and says he wants to prove himself in Australia, taking on the A-League challenge. Ledley has played 77 times for Wales and will play the rest of the season for the Jets. The weather now for Wednesday, shower or two with a possible storm. 31 degrees in Perth. It'll be partly cloudy for Adelaide, 22. A shower or two clearing, 18 for Melbourne. In Hobart, much the same, 17 degrees. In Canberra, a possible shower, a windy 29 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible storm with a gusty cool change, 31. Much the same for Sydney, 33. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, 30 degrees with a possible shower for you. In Cairns, a possible shower. Shower or two with a storm, 32 degrees. Much the same for Darwin, 33. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.